Long Talk Radio.
Daybray, daybrayusa.com, Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. You can get your yours today. And I want to say hello to everybody in the live feed. Hey, there's Denise, Trump Team 2020 up here in Hernando County. We're rocking and rolling. Our good friend Kathy, she's probably here in the live feed somewhere too. Ray Ray's watching. Lynn's watching the Common Core Diva, folks. Check out the Common Core Diva. Seek her out. Melissa's there in the live feed. Alex is in the live feed. Fred, a.k.a. Robert Nelson Jr., Ed Gonzalez, and everybody else there out in Radio Land. What's happening? We are here. We are live. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, check out Gary Binford, Nation Savers 2019, in full effect. Gary Binford's on vacation. Enjoy your time in Ocean Grove, New Jersey, my good friend. And, of course, folks, you might see that popping up in your feed now. Sylvester Bland is alive now also. If you don't like my show, head on over to www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us right now. He's got a great show. If you don't like me, you'll like him. We got some folks there in the queue. Maybe I scheduled the show and I don't remember, but I'm going to play this real fast and I will screen the calls and we'll be back in just 2 minutes and a few seconds.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of
right.
voting and voicing publicly. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
DaveBrayUSA.com. You heard the show a couple weeks ago on Monday, or last week, a week ago today. Dave Bray USA, come on the show. We played a bunch of his songs. We played the new song. You can go back onto my radio page, the Patriot Nation Radio Network, and find that and check it out. I'm going to try this one more time. I'm going to screen this call one more time. Ready? Here we go. We are live at the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Now I wanted to play something, and now you'll hear it here on the live feed. I got to step over there. I got to bring the radio phone with me so they can hear it clearly, and you'll be able to hear this again on my 9/11 tribute and remembrance show. I think it's on the 9th this year. But hold on, I'm going to play this real fast. You should be able to hear it here in the live feed. Hold on one second. Again, you ready? This is done by a friend, Rick. Hopefully, everybody can hear it loud and clear over there in the live feed. Here we go.
My name is the American flag, or you may know me as the Stars and Stripes, or and maybe the red, white, and blue. It doesn't matter. I have been the symbol of freedom in this country since Betsy Ross took the first pitch of me. I have grown in whether or not fit for man or beast. I have traveled to the moon, covered the coffins of those who gave their laws for me, and you, defending the freedom I stand for. I have fought in foreign countries and been carried into some of the bloodiest battles ever fought, and I have done so with pride. Brave men and women in the face of death during the battle have raised me. I have been there for you. Sometimes you glance at me without a thought, but at times I have seen your eyes full of tears, remembering what I stand for, and remembering those who have died for me. From my fondest memories were of the mornings when the children stood, placed their small hands over their hearts, and pledged allegiance to me. I was able to look for the nation's future. It isn't allowed in many places now, but I still have fond memories and they will be with me forever. I have been looked upon as people saying the Star Spangled Banner, and yes again, seeing eyes filled with tears. Not all of my memories are fond. I have been spit on, defecated on, burned, stomped on, torn up, and things have been done to me I don't care to remember. I was forced to watch as one of our own citizens broke a federal building in Oklahoma. But the most horrible sight I have ever been forced to watch was on September 11th, 2001, in New York and Washington. God, I had to watch as thousands died, and I can only watch in horror. Then my horror turned to grief, and then to hatred for those who have done this terrible deed. But now my hatred has subsided, and I only want justice for those who have died. May God bless those whose lives were cut short and those they left behind. May He also bless everyone in this nation who loved their freedom. I will be somewhere flying my colors for you and your families. And I will do so proudly as long as there is one person who loves this nation as much as I do. Please don't forget me, as I promise to never forget you. May God bless you and yours forever, and may He also bless those who will fight and die for me in the future. Defending me and the freedom I stand for. Sincerely, the American flag.
I don't know if anybody was able to hear that. I have a friend of mine, Rick. He wrote that in response to 9/11. Look at them pictures of my dad and my son. Very deep. But tonight, unbeknownst to me, I forgot. And we are going to be discussing some issues in the educational system. I know I said I'm going to do a series on this. We have a show starting Wednesday with Angie and Forrest. Right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. I think we're going to go live this Wednesday, the first episode of Purple for Parents, and very important stuff happening there in the education. I'm going to try and get over to all the information. And Francis, you heard it. How did it sound? Was it clear? Could you understand all the words? That's the most important part, because I'm going to play it again on 9/11, and if I need to get closer to the speaker, I get closer to the speaker. You know what I'm saying? And that's the plan. Yes, indeed. So let me get my butt over to my messenger so that I can get all the information that the Common Core Diva, Lynn Taylor, sent us. I got to find it here in my thing. She sent a bunch of information today, and I'm like, oh, wow, look at that, you know. What show, what interview? She's sending me stuff all day. We're going to do an interview. I'm just going to let her talk, man, because she's full of information. I didn't spread the message over to Forrest, and so we're just going to go live with Lynn Taylor, Common Core Diva, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, the Common Core Diva. Lynn, what's happening?
Hey, Mark, how is it going today, or this evening, I should say?
Well, it's going real good now that I have a show going on.
Well, you know, we do what we can, and life is busy, and that's okay. But, yeah, thank you for the opportunity this evening, and good luck on the addition of the new show. I hope that goes well. But what I wanted to bring up tonight was something that's going to be in our elections and gearing up for campaigns. Everybody's, you know, getting behind what candidate they think they may like, and I wanted to talk about one of the issues that may or may not pop up in those campaigns, and that, of course, is education as a whole, but in particular, education savings accounts and this school choice. And why we need to be looking at these, because, you know, supposedly every student succeeds at gave us more school choice than we've ever had, and it opened up the door for these education savings accounts that are supposed to be able to have the government give us something we've never had before. And why these are important is because both of these are the biggest set of lies that are out there, and our parents need to know the truth. And I'm going to start off with referencing Charlotte Iserbeit and Anita Hoag. These ladies have been long since known in education watchdog and whistleblowing. And Charlotte has been able to trace where the school choice is actually a global UN type of overreach. And so when Every Student Succeeds Act said that, you know, it was going to increase school choice, it meant that it was not going to do what you think, which is give you more opportunities. It was actually going to curtail those opportunities into a workforce education that's credentialed by a workforce law, not education that's based on academics and facts. And with that particular shift in education comes what we know as the social and emotional learning, and the education savings accounts are actually funding that part of the overreach in education. So, see, we've got kind of a double whammy that's being passed off as the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I really want parents to know and taxpayers to know, you're not being told the whole truth out there. And this is vital because we're talking our kids. We're talking any student, whether they're K through 12, whether they're in homeschool or private school or public school or any type of school. We're talking our young people when they go to post-secondary school. We're talking our adults who go back to school. So this is really meant to impact everyone, Mark.
It's pretty insane. And is this made public, or are they kind of keep it quiet? Is this out there for people to hear about? Or do they have to actually go digging and have to have an interest in what's shaking in the education department?
I really want it to be out there because it should be out there. But right now, unfortunately, because it's not the latest, greatest flash in the pan news, people are going to have to look for it. But by having interviews like this, Mark, we can help educate folks as to, hey, this is what you're not being told about all this stuff. And the information that I sent you, you freely can pass on to all your listeners. I think I copied and pasted and put in the comment section for the live feed, but it's got article after article that is showing you just how all the strings that are attached to school choice are strings we cannot count on, and then all the strings that are tied to the education savings accounts are deceptive as well. Now, I've got another friend. Her name is Allison McDowell. She's out of Pennsylvania. She's been able to trace the financial institution portion of the education savings accounts. And not only are the banks, which are holding the funds for the parents, tied to the Common Core machine, as I call it, but she's also been able to find out how these particular savings accounts are turned into data tracking devices for economic and social credit. So if you've ever heard of the Chinese social credit system, this is what these education savings accounts are actually setting up for our children, is that same type of control.
Right, and explain a little bit what that means, because I was reading some stories on that. From what I understand, in China, you get a social rating. Like, you're socially rated this week out of 5, so you get special treatment. Is it something like that?
And what it's doing is it's attaching the data from the education savings account. It's attaching that to your child so that the money and the data follow your child no matter where they go to school, no matter where they work. And if they have a good enough number, like you were just saying, you know, hey, today I was a 5, then they can actually work, or they might be allowed to eat. It's not that drastic yet, but this is laying the foundation. So every person out there who's saying, oh yes, Betsy DeVos was absolutely right that, you know, we have to have education savings accounts. No, we don't. Now, Betsy DeVos actually has a conflict of interest when it comes to anything regarding the data tracking of our students, and that I have provided for you in the articles that I posted as well, Mark. And I can tell you her family owns a technology company that messes in education. So here we have a Secretary of Education who has no educational background. Her family is multi-billionaire. They are in this to ruin public education, not to help support it. And her family's making a profit off of every child's data that goes through their company. I don't understand why this is not criminally charged.
It sounds insane that this would even be going on. So pretty soon, and this social grading system that they use over in China is a very controlling thing. How do they use that to control the people exactly? Okay, you only got a 2, so you can't work today, and you only get to have lunch. Is it that drastic?
Yeah, that's going to be a very basic example. So that's just the underbelly of what the financial tool of the education savings are. Now, you know, again, when you find out that this education savings account is supposed to be able to give you something you've never had, well, let's remember one thing, Mark. Supposedly, it's your taxpayer money that you've given to the government, and the government's now giving it back to you, but there's all these strings. It would make much more sense if you wanted to be able to educate your child in your choice. Don't send your money to the government. Spend it on the kids' education, and you know, don't mess with the public system. But what's happening is, again, on these education savings accounts, we're finding that they're not just education savings accounts. They could be what's known as education vouchers or education tax credits. All of these are federal types of funds that use your money, but then it comes with, well, I'm sorry, if you want to use this to have Johnny and Susie go take this class, well, here is the list of provided vendors that you have to use. So, see, you're really not getting to choose where that money goes because it has to meet a certain vendor list. Then you also have to have the assessments that come with the Common Core, the nationally normed assessments. Your children have to take those. So really, we're not giving our children anything that's not new. It's just really a shell game. And I wanted to point out as well that also public-private partnerships are funding these particular types of funding, be it the vouchers, the tax credits, or the 529s, or the education savings accounts. So when you have businesses and governments partnering together, first of all, that's a fascist move. Second of all, it's controlling education. And businesses is overreaching into education, and our government is allowing it because, after all, business knows what business needs when it comes to workers. But we've forgotten one thing, and that is when you educate academically, Mark, you don't need to have a person who is groomed for a career from the time they can walk to the time they can go to work and drive themselves. And that's what we're seeing happen in this shift, is that we're losing our academics to workplace training.
Crazy. And the workplace training thing is like all the STEM programs, right?
It's a huge portion of it. Also, the career tech education, your dual enrollment, your early college, those play into it as well, your apprenticeships. And we've got an administration that is fully supportive of every bit of this. And that is also something that we should be looking at, because if our administration is fully supportive of these globalist United Nations-led efforts, why are we so gung-ho about having these people, you know, continue their leadership? I'm not saying the candidates who are not in office right now are any better, because if you look at the Republicans and the Democrats, they have the same agenda, and it is to continue this type of overreach and illegal activity in our children's lives. And we, the people, need to be the ones who step back, Mark, wake up, look at this stuff and go, you know what? I know the law of the land is that all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Now, federal overreach into education is against the Constitution. Therefore, any law that is surrounding education, including the supposed school choice and the education savings accounts and all the other laws that have been passed since it, are null and void. We should not, as citizens, be following these laws because they are against the Constitution. We also know that there is a prohibition of federal control on education of any kind, which would include funding, but people are not noticing this.
Right. And it's really scary because, you know,
oh,
folks,
it should be.
There's like five parts of government that if you control it, you win. The economy, the infrastructure, the health care, the education, and one other. I can't remember what the other one is off the top of my head. But those five things, healthcare, I think that was number three, healthcare, because right? I know Obama with Obama tried to take over the healthcare system. And you see, they do it little by little. And this one seems to be very bipartisan. It seems like both parties are in on this scheme to take over the education and the indoctrination.
It absolutely is. I have said on several interviews, Mark, it's every ism but patriotism, because it is totally, and it, the reason this is happening is because our nation is being reconfigured to be a member state, not a free and independent people. We've got the Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act that absolutely was embedded in the Every Student Succeeds Act. So you've got a workforce-based law that was in a K-12 law, which if you look at the, like we just said, the law of the land, this is all repugnant to the Constitution, so neither one of these laws should even be valid. But we've got our states bending over backwards to get funding for education and labor. Now, in the Every Student Succeeds Act, there were three federal departments that were given a big power increase. Now, the biggest of them all was not the Department of Education. You think it would be because, after all, it's supposed to be a K-12 law, right? No, it was the Department of Health and Human Services. And the reason why they got the biggest power increase was because of this behavioral intervention that the social and emotional learning is ushering in, and the largest way that that can reach all school choices is through behavior interventions, Title I funding, and a whole stream of like community block grants, preschool development block grants, federal programming that's funneled down through the state, any of the capital school purchases that your city or your state makes also will be in this. Any sort of internet subscription service that your school uses, or maybe you use at home, that's through the school. These are all ways that you can overreach. Now, I want to point out, we did have school choice before Every Student Succeeds Act was passed. We had homeschooling, parochial school, faith-based schools, hybrid schools, private schools, magnet schools, international baccalaureate schools, public schools. Now, since Every Student Succeeds Act passed, we've now seen a universal type of school pop up. We've seen a community-based school pop up. We've seen hybrid schools and lab schools. Now, page 17 of the Every Student Succeeds Act, Mark, is very, very clear. And I want parents to really hear this, so I'm going to repeat it, okay? It says that all education must be aligned to the same post-secondary readiness standards as laid out by the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. So I'm going to say that again. All education must be aligned to the same thing as laid out by a Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, not an Education Act, but a Workforce Act. That is the biggest proof we have, Mark, from the federal government that this shift is not to expand school choice for you, because we already had it. It's to whittle it down to one type, which is you learn to earn. And you don't earn for yourself. You earn for the greater common good, or the global economy.
Right, which is they're trying really hard to make it a one-world government. They're still trying. And you got Agenda 2030 is in full swing. You know, they're trying to seal off the land and take private property from ranchers and do all this other kind of stuff. And it's pretty scary that one little thing at a time, they're taking us over. And pretty soon we're going to have just little robots coming out of public schools, ready to work, ready to make their contribution to society in a global community.
Right, and school choice is directly tied to Agenda 2030, and I've got that in one of the articles that I sent to you. We've also got, let's see, what else here? A backdoor to your school choice will be the horrendous amount of data mining that's going on our children. And we're not just talking about your age or your birthday or where you live, Mark. We're talking about your attitudes, your values, and your beliefs, things that are not the government's business, not the school's business, things that should be in your family that your family gets to protect are not being protected because we have these privacy laws that gutted the data protection for the family. So, you know, and I want to point out that with the education savings account, the money doesn't go to the child. The money goes to the parent, okay? So that means the entire family is tracked, not just the student. And this is a big, big deal. it should be, because it's really taking away our family's freedom and right to privacy. And Mark, it doesn't sound like we really care anymore that our privacy is being invaded, but we should.
Right on. Hey, Lynn, give me a second here. I got to do something real
sure.
quick. Check it out.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Hey, what's happening, folks? We are talking with Lynn Taylor, the Common Core Diva. We're talking about this takeover of the education system in a bipartisan effort by our government. Take over healthcare, take over education, take over the economy, take over the banks, take over the country. There's five parts of the economy, of the country, and they're trying to take it down. Let's say hello to everybody there in the live feed, Tony, Christina, Charles, Tony Schwartz up there, Cave Radio. That's where I know him from, and everybody else in the live feed and out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. Folks, I had a couple of years, maybe 2 years ago, a gentleman on the show, Gregory, and he's doing great stuff himself. He runs a business, and it's a really awesome business, and he's employing veterans. It's Veterans Moving Help. They're dependable, reliable, and trustworthy. And if you're in the Gainesville, Florida area or beyond, you can dial them up at 1-888-905-3348, and Veterans Moving Help will come and move you. I've been mentioned in an article, a gentleman, Cornelius Kuntz, I think is how you pronounce his name, who works with Gregory. And this is a story out of Gainesville written by Dearnisa Jefferson. I'm going to read this article real fast, and then I'm going to talk again. I'm just going to mention their organization again one more time, and then we'll go back to Lynn and the Common Core Diva and talk about the takeover of our education system. Veteran Cornelius Kuntz said finding fellow veteran Gregory Sledge and joining his moving company has been a blessing. He's a heck of a guy. He has a heart for his workers. But for Kuntz, finding a home hasn't been that easy. He's an Air Force veteran 4 years, and he got out and came to Florida and fell on hard times and is now homeless. For many homeless veterans, getting back into housing can be difficult. But that's where the organization called VetSpace hopes to help. It's a place for veterans to stay while they're seeking permanent housing. VetSpace senior case manager Eric McLarthy said, the organization helped provide homeless veterans with housing and the resources to find employment. They sacrificed their life for the country, so I don't think there could ever be enough. I think whatever the veteran needs should be available, McLarthy said. Veterans like Sledge said they know firsthand how helpful resources like VetSpace and other veteran organizations in the community can be, as he was a homeless veteran himself, and he can relate to the homelessness and had a lot of support from the VA Veterans Administration to get back on his feet, and he took advantage of some of their programs and was able to work his way out of homelessness. So VetSpace is helping veterans get back on their feet, and it's a great organization, and that was brought to me by Gregory Sledge, whose company, again, is Veterans Moving Help. And you can find them on Facebook. Seek them out, and I'll give you the number one more time. It's Veterans Moving Help, dependable, reliable, and trustworthy. 1-888-905-3348. Call them today. They'll move you around. They'll get you home. They'll get you across town to your new home, whatever the case may be. Call them up. That's Gregory Sledge, Veterans Moving Help. Thanks a lot. And that number again, I'll give you that number one more time because it's very important. 1-888-905-3348. Call them today. Thanks. And now back to Lynn Taylor, the Common Core Diva, and the Patriot Nation Radio Show live. What's happening, Lynn? Welcome back. Oh, don't forget patriotship.com. My friend Paul, he sends patches to me. He's got a great gig going on, patriotship.com. Check it out.
All right.
Okay,
very
welcome.
Good. Well, okay. Well, let's jump back in. Okay. The way that school choice has been spun, especially by Lamar Alexander and people like him in D.C. and then groups elsewhere, and the education savings accounts as well. It all muddies the water so that our parents really can't see what's going on. But what this is all based out of, and as we said earlier, you know, Charlotte Eiserbeit's been able to trace it back to the UN and globalness, and Anita Hoag has been able to trace how the education savings accounts are actually funding the social and emotional learning. And the reason I wanted to bring that back up is because, you know, you were talking about Agenda 2030. Well, if you go back and read Agenda 21, Chapter 36, that was where education was supposed to change your mind, because if it could change your mind, it could change your perspective, so that all the changes that you were seeing seemed like they were local and from within your community, but the reality is it's coming from manipulation that's totally out of our control, and that's what we're seeing in education. Now, how this shifts over to Agenda 2030 is the Sustainable Development Goals that go with Agenda 2030, originally from Agenda 21, use education as goal number 4. And, of course, mental health is in one of those goals as well. But all 17 of the Sustainable Development Goals are woven into American education, regardless of where your child is attending school or using educational resources, okay? So we've got to be able to put our truth goggles on to see through this muddy water, because, you know, our government is screwing us over every single day that this stuff is allowed to exist. We've got to remember that we, the people, are more in number, and as such, it is our citizen duty when we see things like this to shut down bad government and to fix it and to open it back up. That's a charge we were given in the Declaration of Independence. We also go ahead.
I said, yes, indeed. It states pretty clearly, when the government no longer represents you, you must cast them out and reelect people who will represent you. That's our duty.
Exactly.
Right now,
it is.
With all this stuff that's going on, this is a basic, simple taxation without representation situation.
Absolutely.
At the southern border. These people are being supported with your tax dollars against your will.
Against your child, too. It's against your child, and that should have every parent really ticked off. But if people want to know the law of the land, I will give you the law number, Mark, okay? It was actually Marlborough versus Madison from 1803, and it's code 5 U.S. 2 Cranch, and that's C-R-A-N-C-H. Pages 137, 174, and 176. And again, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. We also have U.S. Code 20, 1232A, which prohibits any federal control of any kind in education. And that includes the funding, the laws that have been passed that we really shouldn't be honoring, that our states really should not be kowtowing to. And just in the past couple of days, we're seeing the education savings accounts blow up in the form of vouchers. I think it is in Tennessee, where an entire school lost their funding, Mark, because they wanted to take the stand for traditional marriage between a man and a woman. Now, you cannot tell me that that's not agenda and indoctrination, and the money was used to bait the school. The school said, no, we're going to stand on our principle, and now they've been punished. Every Student Succeeds Act is a punishing education law. It punishes the states time and time again if this little mandate is not adhered to, if that little mandate is not adhered to, and it's the interview that I linked you to, it was with Alice Linehan, Women on the Wall. If you go to about minute 16 and then through 17, I laid out, and this was 2 years ago that I gave this interview, Mark, but the reason I point out start around 16 minutes is I give you the circle of the systematic monetary punishing that is supposed to be passed from person to person to person, and it's done through a global federal to state control.
And which one is that now? There's so many
okay,
here.
That would be, yeah, okay, that would be the one up at the top, Mark. I think it says, you know, I don't have my computer on, but I think it was the one I sent. I said, here was an interview, and then I gave you the link. So that, yeah, it was the SoundCloud one. Mm-hmm.
Fallacies of school choice.
Yeah,
I can't
do
it.
That's right. Okay, but you've got it, and people can go back. And this is why I wanted you to have all those links, was so that, because I knew in an hour, you know, we couldn't cover everything, and not knowing, you know, how much time we were going to have, I wanted people to have this, because the way I write, and I think I've told you this so many times, is I write with everything there so you can follow it, so that you can make up your own mind based off of evidence, not me sitting here telling you, well, this is what this says, and this is what you should think, because I'm no better than the mainstream media if I
do
that.
That's what I like about what you do. What you do is excellent. When you are providing links that you can follow to see what she's talking about is not bull crap. You get all these other reports.
And I don't make this stuff up.
People that are blogging and people that are doing stuff, and they never provide a source. They never provide a link. They never provide proof. Common Core Diva has all the proof laid out in black and white. You cannot miss it. For folks to really get educated on what you're talking about, how can they go to your website? Tell us your website.
Okay.
And we'll put it up
okay.
live feed.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's commoncorediva.wordpress.com. I'm over on Twitter at Common Core Diva. You can find me on MeWe. I believe that I am under my real name there, which is Lynn Taylor. And that's L-Y-N-N-E, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. I'm on localactivist.org as Lynn Taylor. And then I'm also on USA.life, which is a free speech alternative to Facebook. And you can find me there at Common Core Diva as well.
There you go. And I just put that in the live feed, commoncorediva.wordpress.com, folks. Get the information. That's what I love about her reporting. Real deal. Have you heard of C-Vine International News Network? They're the same way. They post their articles with all the and they're following the military tribunals that kicked off in January over at Gitmo. Yes, folks, they are actually happening. They're starting off with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was you might remember, he was like the fat roly-poly guy with messed up hair, looked like he just woke up in some of these pictures. He is the ringleader. He was the right-hand man of Osama bin Laden, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And they are in trial right now, and there's going to be some stuff coming out here soon. So find Linda Forsythe and Leonard Bacani, C-Vine International News Network. They provide links and proof and all this stuff, too. You got to find these kind of reporters. Ladies and gentlemen, tuning into the live feed, Reb Ryder. I'm sure he's simulcasting the show tonight on Rapid Fire Radio. Always please post the link, Reb, so that folks can find your show. He's got a great show, too.
I want to point out for our parents, especially going into this election, we cannot for 1 minute believe that our government, whether it's the current administration or we get a new one, okay, we cannot believe that the government has anything to give us when it comes to our children, okay? We really cannot, because what the government gives, they also take away. So do we really want that to be tied to our children's futures? We know that they're going to be strings. There's no question about that. But what our question should be is how big and how strong do I want that string to be? So if you're not following what's going on in education, you know, there are several of us who are just like me out here giving you this type of information. You've got to tune into them, turn off the mainstream, because they're only going to tell you that DeVos has the best interest in mind of every child, and no, she doesn't. She is out to ruin education as we know it. So, and that's been the plan all along, is that American education has to be destroyed. She is a cog in the global wheel. The president, who's now sitting, has also played very much into this. Every president, I believe it is, since Lyndon Johnson has actually been a part of this systematic destruction of education. Now, we can trace a lot back to Jimmy Carter when he opened up the Department of Education. But, you know, we've got to understand it does not matter if they're a Republican or a Democrat. The agenda is the same, and I have studied congressional legislation written by both sides, Mark, and it's showing me the same thing. And right now in our Congress, we have at least two different bills that are propping up this fallacy of vouchers in ed savings accounts. And what we're not seeing, and I provided those articles as well, what we're not seeing is that it is setting up low-income families, supposedly by propping them up and giving them better. But when you look at the strings that are coming underneath, like we've talked about, the workforce training and the things like that, did you know that that part of the deal with the education savings accounts, and I went to a presentation on this probably about 3 years ago, and there was a representative from the Goldwater Foundation, and he was there with a senator, I believe it was, from here in North Carolina. So we had a gentleman from Arizona, and we had a gentleman from North Carolina, and they were trying to sell us on the beauty of these ed savings accounts. And one of the things that I noticed was it was being used to restructure your neighborhood. So now we're getting into housing and urban development. You see, this is a big racket to totally reshape our nation, and we've got to not only be wise to it, we have to say we're not going to take it, because we cannot be against social and emotional learning if we're going to be using the very tool that is funding it. We cannot be against, school. Wait a minute. We can't be for school choice when there is no choice. So these are the deceptive things that are going on that I really, really hope and pray parents will get the message, especially before they go to the ballot box. And what I have warned everyone to do, and I would love to see if you could pick this up, if your candidate is not making education a front page issue on his or her campaign, you make it a front page issue for that candidate, because it is one of the ways, Mark, we can strike back. It is one of the ways we can say, okay, you're not going to talk education, I'm going to talk education. And guess what? My vote puts you in office, and my tax dollars fund your salary. So absolutely, you're going to listen to me. And if every one of us would do that, Mark, do you know how much of a difference it could make?
Say that again. I'm sorry. The question, last question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said if we used our voices on these campaigns to, if the candidate does not have education as a front page issue, then it is up to us to make it a front page issue, because we cannot, we cannot have them represent us when they are leading us down a path that we didn't want, we never got to vote on, and we're losing our right to say no to.
Crazy. And it's only going to get worse from here, right? There's no way it's going to get better unless folks, you and I and all the parents, start paying attention to what's going on. How did Betsy DeVos, or DeVos, or however you say her name, how did she even get into this position with basically no educational experience at all? Was she handpicked and presented to President Trump?
She was picked by the Trump administration, but she also gave a sizable donation to the Trump-Pence campaign. Now, I've got an article in there that I sent with all this information, Mark. It's called A Nation Scorned, and that gives you all the monetary ties that DeVos has to not only the government, but to public-private partnerships, and how detrimental her presence in the administration is. She last year went down to Argentina without the people's voice, without the people saying, hey, go to Argentina and represent us. Here's what we want. No, she went and signed us up for global education. Now, we knew it was already shifting to global education, Mark, but this was just kind of like a nail in the coffin. She had no right to do that. She had absolutely no right to do it, but it's done, and this is part of that shift away from fact-based academics into the mindset of, you know, I got to be a worker bee.
Right, and I was going to say, I had a statement. Shoot. Oh, boy. Drawing a blank.
That's okay.
It's really, I had a really valid point I wanted to say based on what you were telling me just there for a second ago. Global education,
okay.
The textbooks for the new education system, where are they planning on printing these textbooks? Now, I heard that, like, some of them are being printed, like, in Saudi Arabia and being shipped to America where they're being taught in school. Is that the case?
You know, I don't know where textbooks are printed anymore. I don't believe it's here in America. I would have to really look into that. But I do know that over in, I believe it is Dubai, they contacted with College Board, I believe it is, to create a moral assessment. Now, we've already got assessments, Mark, that are supposed to measure our, you know, how well we know English and math and those sorts of things. But this one is a morality assessment. So, again, that social and emotional learning shift is really picking up. Now, they contacted College Board to come up with this particular test to use in Dubai. But let's face it, if you look at the money that is funding this shift in education, a lion's share is coming from the Middle East. And with it comes the agenda. And with it, well, now we're going to see the morals. So, again, how can you test some of these? You can't test somebody's morals. Not really. I mean, it's not something that would fit in a bubble on a piece of paper. I mean, is it? I mean, morals is what you live out. Morals are what you live out.
Right. And they're just getting their claws deeper and deeper and deeper into the education system. How is it affecting the teachers?
Oh, we have got teachers who are just beside themselves over what's going on because this is not what they signed up for. I know when my daughter, my oldest daughter, graduated with her bachelor's degree, she had lots of friends who were graduating with their bachelor's for education. And they were in tears, Mark, because when they went to college, they wanted to be able to have some of those light bulb moments where, you know, you see a kid who finally understands that 2 + 2 = 4. They wanted those kinds of those moments. This is what they were, you know, led to do with their life. And they found out, no, we have to teach one way. We have to teach the Common Core or the college career readiness or the, you know, career tech education or whatever you want to call it, that it's been rebranded. We have to teach that way. And they were literally in tears. Now, that's just a few people that my daughter knew. As far as other teachers, we've got teachers who have bolted, revolted, and left the system. We've got those who have elected to stay because they're trying to make a difference. But in that particular cycle that I was telling you about where every student succeeds at was a punishing education law, the teachers are in that chain of punishment because if they don't do just right, then, you know, the school's appearance or accountability somehow impacted negatively, and then the school loses money. Well, if the school loses enough money, then the teacher loses her job or his job.
See? It's all tied to the almighty dollar.
Absolutely it is.
It's crazy. We all know that the root of all evil is the almighty dollar, yet we all chase it. So we must really all want to be evil, I guess, you know?
Well, and I think that's part of where the fallacy with the school choice is because, you know, we all want to have our kids have opportunities that we didn't. But what are we, you know, when there's so much proof out there that's showing that by doing these sorts of things, you're, you know, really assigning your child a lifetime of servitude, we shouldn't be teaching them that. We should be saying, you know what? God gave you to me. I'm supposed to raise you and nurture you, and I'm going to protect you. And this system is nasty, mean, and evil, and we're not getting in it. That would be my advice to everyone is just, you know, fight like hell.
And how soon are these changes in place right now, or is it being phased in? Because my son goes to a school. It's a charter school. He's in the gifted program. They're teaching history. They teach 2 + 2. They're not really on the Common Core thing. They are kind of with the math.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, his school seems pretty good.
And, you know, that's an illusion. I hate to be that bubble burster, but it's an illusion. Charters are the one tool that DeVos will use to destroy public education. And the reason why she will do it is not that she's that smart, that's part of the agenda, because the agenda is you privatize all education, therefore you render the local taxpayer and the parents' voices and choices moot, because a company will come in and manage that charter school. That's what's happening with some of these lowest performing public schools. They're being turned into charters, and that was an Every Student Succeeds Act mandate. Now, as far as some of these changes, Mark, they're already here, okay? Others, the foundation has been laid, and it's going to be that slow boil of, you know, the pot of frogs, and you turn the heat up, and so they realize, oh, it's nice and warm, and that's where the rest of the changes will come in. This is, you know, again, back to the fallacy of the school choice. Every Student Succeeds Act told us there would be no choice because all education had to be the same. Well, all education means all learning, all teaching, all testing, all resources must be the same thing. That is no choice.
Right on. Well, I'm right here at the end of this fine broadcast. I just posted your website again, commoncorediva.wordpress.com in the live feed. Folks, head on over. How else can folks link up with you besides commoncorediva.wordpress.com? One more time so that we can wrap this up, do the nap, and go to sleep.
Okay, dear. All right. Well, thank you again for having me on. You can find me at Twitter at commoncorediva. Facebook, Common Core Diva, and U.S. Parent Call to Action. Those are two separate pages. On MeWe, you can find me as Lynn Taylor on localactivist.org, Lynn Taylor, and on USA.life, you can find me at Common Core Diva.
Well, head on over to libertyrush.com and make a page there, too. That's our friend Rob, libertyrush.com. It's social media without the libtarded rhetoric. That's another good spot, and there's a lot of patriots over there.
And it's Liberty what?
LibertyRush.com.
Rush. All right. Cool. Sounds good. Well, thanks, Mark, and let's chat again sometime, okay?
Yes, ma'am. And I want to thank you again, ladies and gentlemen. That's Lynn Taylor, Common Core Diva. And we'll, you know, they're going to kill group chats come August 22nd, so we're going to have to reboot all the chats. It's going to be tough, but we'll have to get going. I guess they're stopping group chat. You know, so we'll have to see. Until we meet again, Lynn, thank you again. God bless America. CommonCoreDiva.wordpress.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out.
Thanks, Mark.
All righty. I do not own the rights.
We're not going to take it. Oh, we ain't going to.
That's right, folks. We're not going to take it. If it's an unconstitutional law, it is our duty to not obey it. If it violates the Constitution, no comprende the law. Welcome, son. What's happening? Yes, indeed, folks. All right, so you heard it here. It's the Common Core Diva. .wordpress.com. Check it out today. The schedule is wide open. We're just going to be going crazy. I'm looking to book some shows. We did a show with South Africa last week. We did Common Core Diva tonight. We're looking to do some shows. So beware. If you have a show idea, hit me up in a private message somewhere. Maybe go to Patriot Nation Radio Network or the Patriot Nation Radio Show, or hit me up on my personal messenger. If you got a show idea and a guest, maybe you want me to try to track down and bring on the show, hook it up. And with that, I want to say thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. It brings us to that part of the show we love so much. Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition is out now. Go back and listen to last week's show on Monday and check out all the songs from the album. We didn't play the storyteller parts. We just played the songs. But so if you want to hear him explain how, why, and everything, he wrote these songs. We kind of did a storyteller edition. We played Into the Fire. We played Star Spangled Banner, Freedom Rings, Amazing Grace, and we played the new song. And we did a kind of a storyteller edition. That was last Monday. So if you could check your calendar out, go on to my Patriot Nation Radio Network page and find it there, and you can hear the Dave Bray episode. He was live with us on the air. It was a really good show. And so here it is. It's Star Spangled Banner. DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. Get you a copy today. Don't be shy. It rocks. Here we go. After this message. Uh-oh, what happened? Why did the thing turn off? Hold on. Pause. Make sure we get on here. All right, there we go. There it is, folks. The Star Spangled Banner, as performed by Dave Bray, Dave Bray USA. Great stuff. Until we meet again, Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, some kind of show happening. It'll be either me or me and a guest. Who knows? Who cares? It'll always be fun. I love doing my show. Until we meet again, folks, good night. God bless you. God bless America. Sleep well and peace.